the jungle whispered that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Ursula Odo. Keep your eyes down and your head up, Ursula's mother always taught her. Life as a plantation slave was a mixture of backbreaking work, dehumanization, and brutality. Born into such a life, Ursula knew no different, but something deep inside made her feel that something was terribly wrong. Made to work from the age of 5, many of the other field slaves of her age did not survive. Some were taken by wild animals, others fell ill, and yet more were crushed by the violent treatment and oppressive work. Ursula had little time to mourn them, though, and even less inclination. Her life was about survival, especially after her mother was sold. If it were not for her mother, she would have never known what love was. Now she was alone. She cursed the knowledge of it. Her strength was noted, and after several years, she was taken from the plantations to work as a salvage slave, mining for artifacts in the Varugu Tangle. There she learned jungle lore and the value of friendship. Life was a little easier now that her value had increased. One of the worst aspects of the plantation life was the way that the slaves were turned against one another in an atmosphere of competition through fear. Now, though, her slave crew were brothers and sisters, united in adversity and relying on each other for survival. In particular, she had become very close to one of the climbers, a spirited human named Anara. Life was good, but it had given Ursula a glimpse of how much more it had to offer. She and Anara plotted their escape. They would run to the Thousand Isles and take work on a salvage ship until they had enough money to build a cabin on an abandoned island and retire. In the end, though, their plans were for naught, as opportunity reared its head. During a dig in a tree-choked ravine, their party was attacked by a Kuomba, a giant mantis. The beast killed 3 foremen, including the expedition leader. And while the rest were distracted fighting it, Ursula and Anara slipped away. That night was filled with shouting voices and torchlight, as the slave breakers and remaining guards searched for them. But they evaded capture and headed northwest to the Titanboa River, where they built a raft, planning on taking it downstream to Woodlake. There they hoped to find work on trading ships sailing north to the Thousand Isles. The ambush was halfway between Erebal and Skyton. To this day, Ursula is certain the people of Erebal tipped the bondsmen off. Lamosque and company were waiting for them. 3 in a speedboat, and 1 on each bank. Ursula and Anara dove into the water as the boat ran right over their little raft. Ursula made it to the north bank, where Hormdahl was waiting for her, axe in hand, and a grim smile on his face. Ursula, though, had the fury of freedom in her veins. Hormdahl was twice her height and double her strength, but overconfidence had made him sloppy. A splash of dirt in his eyes and a sweeping leg kick and a raptor-like pounce, and she had his axe from him. A few seconds later, it was buried in his skull, and it was minutes of running before she thought of Anara. The guilt of that plagues her to this day, as does the memory of what came next. Night was falling as she doubled back, and so finding the camp by the smell of wood smoke was child's play. She was too concerned with the safety of Inara to consider that it was all too easy. The trap was sprung. A desperate fight ensued as Gersla avoided the swift death the twins had planned for her. In the end, though, she was bested. Lamosque's grin was as vile as anything she had seen in her days on the plantation. He explained to her that she'd killed one of his people, but that he'd impressed her. Now she and Inara belonged to him. She would fight for him, or the consequences would be worse than she could ever imagine. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.